This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Bob Glott, High Plains, Texas ag consultant and researcher for AgriSearch. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We had no early season moisture November of 2010 through our planting time in April and May. We had 1.4 inches, and that would compare to approximately 6 inches it would receive on a 10-year average. And then from planting time, from May until August, we only received 4/10 of an inch. And to really complicate or compound that, daytime temperatures were in the 98 to 108 degrees, and it stayed hot all the way to 9 p.m. in the evening. So it was extremely high water evaporation. We didn't have the resources to maintain the irrigation levels. And because of the drought, of that lack of rain early, we lost 87% of the dry land acres on the Texas High Plains.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That is extremely critical, especially for the dry land producers. They have to have early season moisture just to get the crop up. And for us in the irrigated regions, we need to have early season moisture to fill the soil profile to give us our highest yields. We're facing regulations this year on water restrictions. And so I guess you could say we have a self-imposed drought, so to speak. Growers are going to have to change some things that they're doing in managing their irrigation resources to best utilize the water they have.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It's mainly the growers that were in the irrigated regions that maybe lost corn, had to sell their cattle, or lost their cotton crop, or had low yields, carried the crop to completion, that had severe financial hardship. And it's going to be tough for them. There's no doubt about it. The thing that concerns me is most people could never sustain 2 years like this in a row. So we're worried about it.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of them is they're going to have to look at their irrigation efficiency systems for those that are irrigated growers. The second thing is they're going to have to learn how to track irrigation based on evaporative demand. And the third thing is they're going to have to start looking at planting some varieties that are water efficient. It's going to take some pretty close planning.